If it is your show, you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 1-800-259-9231. As we kick off hour number three of the Tuesday edition, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number 800-259-9231. So I mentioned that there was a story about a man that had been in, well, detention in the United States for 5 years. And now I'm going to bring that story to you from AOL, actually. Actually, the AP canceled that. The date was September 12th, 2001. But Benamar Ben Benada was clueless about the death and destruction that had occurred just one day earlier. About a week before, Canadian officials had stopped Benada as he entered the country from Buffalo to seek political asylum. On that September 11th, he was quietly transferred to a U.S. immigration lockup, where a day passed before sullen FBI agents told them what the rest of the world already knew. The terrorists had attacked the World Trade Center and Pentagon. It slowly dawned on Benada that his pedigree, a Muslim man with a military background, made him a target in the frenzied national dragnet that soon followed. The FBI didn't accuse him of being a terrorist, at least not outright, but agents kept asking if he could fly an airplane. He told them he couldn't, but it made no difference.
Right.
He said in a recent interview, "They gave me a feeling that I was suspect number one. The veiled accusations and vehement denials would continue for nearly 5 years, despite official findings in 2001 that he had no terrorist links, and in 2003 that authorities had violated his rights by colluding to keep him in custody. Of the estimated 1,200 mostly Arab and Muslim men detained nationwide as potential suspects or witnesses," remember that roundup that they did?
Yeah, 1,200.
Yeah. Detained as potential suspects or witnesses in the September 11th investigation, Benada would earn a dubious distinction. Human rights groups say the former Algerian Air Force lieutenant was locked up the longest. His Kafka-esque journey through the American justice system concluded July 20th this year when a deal was finalized for his return to Canada. In the words of his lawyer, the idea was to, quote, turn back the clock to when he first crossed the border. But time didn't stand still for Benada. The clock ran for 1,780 days.
Wow.
The man who was detained at age 27 is now 32.
Mm.
He says, "I say to myself from time to time, maybe what happened it was some kind of dream. I never believed things like that could happen in the United States. In a nation in a nation reeling from unthinkable horrors inflicted by an unconventional enemy, it could and did. Sporting a gray T-shirt and cargo shorts on a sizzling summer day, Benada eased his muscular frame into a white plastic chair in the backyard of Toronto halfway house for immigrant asylum seekers. Hmm. He sipped lemonade, then paused to taste freedom. He says, you start to look around and take in everything. The wind in your face, the breeze, everything, he said. The youngest of 10 children to a middle-class family, Benada recalled always wanting to be a military man like his father, but after he joined the Air Force, he grew disillusioned. Algerian soldiers, he said, were abusive toward civilians, and militant Muslims were out for blood. He says, I was in harm's way in my country. Benada entered a 6-month training program for foreign Air Force engineers in Virginia in December 2000, plotting from the start to desert and flee to Canada. In June 2001, he stole out of a hotel the night before his scheduled flight back to Algeria. He lived briefly in New York before arriving September 5th on Canada's doorstep. A week later, Canadian authorities were escorting him back over the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls, where
I've been over that bridge.
Where they turned him over to U.S. immigration officers. On September 16th, U.S. Marshals took him into custody, put him on a small jet, and flew him to a federal jail in Brooklyn that became a clearinghouse for detainees who were labeled of interest to the FBI following September 11th attacks.
Nuts.
One remark by a marshal stuck in his head. Quote, where you're going, you won't need shoes anymore. In Brooklyn, when he was locked down, minus his shoes, 24 hours a day between FBI interrogations. When he continued to deny...
24 hours a day.
When he continued to deny any involvement in the attacks, agents threatened to send him back to Algeria. As a deserter, he was certain that he would be tortured. Remember, he ran away from the Algerian military.
Right.
He says, that was all my thinking all of the time, that they were signing my execution warrant. Prison guards, he said, dispensed humiliation in steady doses, rapping on his cell door every half hour to interrupt his sleep. Stepping on his leg shackles hard enough to scar his ankles. Locking him in an outdoor exercise cage despite freezing temperatures and conducting arbitrary strip searches. The alleged abuses would have been bad enough. However, As the AP article here continues, when my internet connection continues, but as a judge eventually pointed out, something else was amiss. Spinato was never charged with a crime. 5 years in detention.
Man.
The FBI grilling stopped somewhere in November 2001 when an internal report was prepared saying he was cleared. On paper, at least, he was no longer a terror suspect.
So how long did he stay in after that?
Again, he just got out this year,
right,
in July. We're talking about 5 years, almost 5 years. But so on paper, he was no longer a terror suspect, yet no one bothered to tell him. December turned to March with Bonata still under lockdown in Brooklyn without any contact from the outside world. He says each day with those kind of conditions is like a year. Finally, in April, he received word that he would be transferred to Buffalo to face federal charges of carrying a phony ID when first detained. Bonata was denied bail while he fought the case, but for the first time he was allowed to enter the general population of federal defendants housed in an immigration detention center.
Ooh, boy. I get to go with the regular convicts.
Yeah.
This is great.
Human contact. He also had access to the news and was shocked by the images accompanying anniversary stories about the September 11th attacks. He says it was the first time I'd really even seen what had happened.
Hmm.
It wasn't until the second anniversary of the attacks that U.S. Magistrate Ken Schroeder Jr. in a bluntly worded ruling found that Bonata's detainment for a deportation hearing was a charade. Though terrible, the September 11th attacks, quote, do not constitute an acceptable basis for abandoning our constitutional principles and rule of law by adopting an ends justify the means philosophy, Schroeder wrote.
Good for him.
And unfortunately, no one has actually listened to what Mr. Schroeder wrote. According to Bonata, that gave me so much hope. For me, it's like the judge had so much nerves. He gave me some kind of hope in the judicial system all over again. But his hopes were dashed by an ensuing standoff. Bonata demanded asylum. Immigration authorities wanted him deported for overstaying his visa. This is 2 years later. This is 2003, after they'd already cleared him in 2001. 2 years later, he came into the general population where he once again said, look, I want asylum. I don't want to go back to Algeria. An immigration court first set bail at $25,000, then ruled that he should stay behind bars indefinitely. The situations, most asylum seekers, by the way, are released pending the outcome of their cases. It took another 2 years before a Manhattan attorney found a solution. She convinced Canadian authorities to let her client apply for asylum there without actually jailing him. Canada was willing to take him back and turn back the clock 5 years. Of course, Benamar will never get those 5 years back. The last detainee was deported in his prison smock without an apology. He remembers cold stares when he ate his first meal at Wendy's and went to a mall to buy clothes. Today, there's no more
cold stares from who?
I guess the people that were looking at him because he was still in his prison clothes.
Oh, I see.
Today, there's no more soul-numbing confinement, but he's still caught in a waiting game, this time to see whether Canada will grant him asylum, a decision at least 6 months away. He also wonders whether he can regain enough spirit to start a new life. He says, now I'm not the same person. When I came to the United States, I was optimistic. I had so much energy. That's not the case now.
It's a sad story. It's sad. You know, the asylum thing added a twist to it that he probably wouldn't have been held nearly as long if it wasn't for that. But it doesn't change the fact that picking people up without charges is just, it's terrible and it's unconstitutional and we shouldn't be doing it. But
they are.
It's a strange set of circumstances that caused it all to happen.
Well, now, look at it this way. I mean,
being Algerian and having military training doesn't really make it make you a suspect for what happened on 9/11.
No, it certainly shouldn't. He came here with the intention of getting out of the Algerian military.
Right.
This man realized after he joined up that he'd made a huge mistake. And he came to the United States with the expectation that there might be a way out. That maybe in a free country, there was the ability to get away from despotism and a terrible government situation that he was stuck in before. In fact, what he discovered was that the government he had encountered in the United States was just as despotic. They locked him in jail for 5 years.
He was worried about torture there. It sounds like he got tortured a bit here.
Yeah. So best of luck to him in his future in Canada if they don't kick him out and send him back to Algeria. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways. What's the newest teen car craze? It's called ghost riding. We'll explain on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. You'll find over 750 unique pages created by our listeners. In fact, you can go and edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki. But then again, so can everyone else. So that's the catch. the interesting dynamic of the wiki, go to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what exactly I am talking about. And also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Well, what are those crazy kids doing these days? Apparently, it's a new little sport that they've come up with called ghost riding. Have you heard about this, Mark?
I have not.
We'll see if you did this when you were young, because I know you were a young troublemaker. Young people, according to ABC
News... We did urban surfing. Somebody would crawl on top of the car, and we'd drive it around while standing on top of the car.
Apparently, this is a newer version of that, I guess. Young people have always been drawn to risky behavior, and the latest dangerous thrill is called ghost riding the whip. Ghost riding involves leaving the wheel of a moving car and walking, running, or dancing beside it. It's a craze that's catching on, especially...
Sounds like a good way to get run over.
Yeah, it sounds really stupid. Especially on the... Which is why I'm bringing it to you here, so you know what the kids are up to these days.
Yeah, well, I've got to find out. I don't know what they're doing.
You crazy kids!
You know, I live right by a high school. You think I'd see something like this, but...
Well, they wouldn't do it right by the high school, because... Someone would see it, and then they'd get in trouble.
I see.
Anyway, it's catching on, especially on the internet, with young people making and posting hundreds of ghost riding videos online. Teens ghost ride on suburban roads, in parking lots, and on the freeway, apparently.
Some freeway? Dancing next to a car on the freeway is a good way to die.
Some of the stunts are highly choreographed, with kids jumping in and out of moving cars. One tape of a ghost riding stunt shows a teenager wrapping up his stunt just as a school bus approaches. Another shows a ghost rider losing control completely, his truck crashing into a fire hydrant and then utility pole.
Oh my God.
First thing a parent should say to their kids is, according to the Stockton Police Department, is don't participate in that activity. It's extremely dangerous.
Well, it's true.
And so anyone who was watching it couldn't figure that out.
I just would worry that something would happen, like your foot would slip. The car's moving. Your foot would slip.
Yeah.
You get the foot gets run over by the tire, crushes all your toes. You know, then you lose concentration. The car goes on about
it
its little
merry
way. It
seems like a really bad idea.
It's a very, very bad idea. Please don't do this.
Well, according to this, ghost riding is an updated version of car surfing, which has been going on for decades and has killed young people across the country. A group of teens from Nashville, Tennessee, who made a ghost riding tape, acknowledged that it probably wasn't that smart, but they'd do it again. Quote, ghost ride was not started to see people succeed, but to see people fail. They want to see people run into trees and run over their foot. Ghost riding appears to have taken off as a result of popular rapper E-40, who has a song where he repeatedly chants, ghost ride the whip. Whip, apparently, is slang for a car. E-40's song is the backdrop for many of the ghost riding videos on the web. So maybe the solution here, Mark, is to ban this music. It's obviously influencing our children.
Well, we already have a law against ghost riding, I'm certain. I think
is there a law against ghost riding?
Reckless,
operating a vehicle without actually being in it?
Reckless driving is what that is. And it is reckless. So I don't think we need anything else.
Well, according to one of the kids that made the videos, he said, we would have never done this without the song that we were playing. If you don't play that song, you're not a ghost rider. So apparently all about this song.
Whoever that kid is a dork. Like, you could just tell by the whole quote.
The song's what ghost riding is. If you don't play that song, then you're not a real ghost rider.
I mean, what a poser.
I mean, you think he's just doing this to get the girls?
Well, he's not getting any girls doing this. Sorry.
In cities like...
It has nothing to do with getting girls. Like, the guys that are getting girls whether they're ghostwriting or not.
Okay.
The guys who aren't getting girls whether they're ghostwriting or not. Ghostwriting is just nonsense.
In cities like Stockton, officials say ghostwriting's a growing problem, especially when it's part of what's called sideshows, illegal group gatherings characterized by loud music and automobile acrobatics. Sideshows have reportedly resulted in 8 deaths. Stockton police say in the last 4 months they've arrested 171 people and impounded 482 cars at these sideshows.
171 people and 400 cars?
Yeah.
So what, each person for four, one person for every 3 cars?
I don't know how that works. Anyway, rapper E-40 and the record label had no comment when asked about the song.
Well, thanks for that, E-40.
I'm surprised that there was no one in this article that was advocating banning the song.
Oh, somebody's out there pounding the stump for banning
ghost
riding
the whip
stuff.
Ghost riding the whip is what it's
That's the name of the song.
If you know anything about this, if you are a young person and you have seen ghost riding going on, if you have participated...
What are they going to say, though?
Yes, I've seen ghost riding going on.
If you have participated in ghost riding, well, maybe you've
seen
some tragedy.
If you have an interesting ghost riding story...
Interesting as in tragic.
Yeah, like, if you know a friend who's lost a limb due to ghost riding, perhaps, I don't know, their car went careening off into a baby stroller, please give us a call. 1-800-259-9231.
I guess we're going to have to go and find some of these videos maybe during the break so we can actually see what this is all about. Because, I mean...
It sounds pretty simple.
But, I mean, the idea is you get the car going, you put it into neutral and just get out and run beside it and dance dance
I would imagine
by it or something?
I would imagine it just essentially is idling because you would want to... You have to time things properly, so you would
You sure wouldn't want to put a rock on the gas pedal, that's for sure.
It,
that
it seems like a bad idea. I don't know. Ghost riding the whip. I'll be looking for some videos for us.
Why can't kids just stay inside and play video games or something?
We don't want them to do that either.
800-259-9231. In other news, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I had seen a story about this not too long ago, and I hadn't brought it up on the show, but now's the time, I guess. Las Vegas, Nevada, it's a new form of high stakes from this gambling city. It's a privately funded and designed expandable space module, and it's now circling the Earth.
What?
Did this get major press coverage
when
this happened?
No, it didn't.
Was ABC News, the AP, reporting on this? No. But Space.com is. Bigelow Aerospace here is the odds-on favorite to create a low-cost, low-Earth orbit space complex that's accessible to the commercial sector. Now, the NASA and the other space government space agencies around the world have launched an international space station and have ever since been spending billions of dollars just to try and keep it running.
Just trapping astronauts up there.
Right. The goal of Bigelow Aerospace has been bolstered by the success of their Genesis 1 expandable module, which was lofted into space last month, as a matter of fact, courtesy of a converted Cold War rocket. Even as a Genesis 1 circles the Earth, work is already underway, Mark, for a Genesis 2 before this year's end. So this private organization...
How come we haven't heard about this?
...is going to launch, has launched one successfully, and is planning on launching a second, what's tantamount to a space module... In 1 year's time. Can NASA do something like that?
No, they can't do that kind of turnaround. They just can't.
No way. And I haven't even mentioned the cost yet. You won't believe how affordable this is.
Tree pity?
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be your ghost riding stories, or you want to talk about space or whatever else you want. This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
Holy crap.
We were talking about space and private space exploration. We're going to jump back into that in a bit here. But first, you and I, Mark, just spent a few minutes looking at ghost riding clips on the internet.
I can't believe what I see. These kids are nuts.
And I guess this is Darwinism in action.
I love the one where the kid just gets his head mashed by the oncoming Buick.
Well, what happens is, this is the best one that I've seen. Again, we haven't seen them all. And
no.
What I'd like you to do is go to bbs.freetalklive.com, our bulletin board system, find some ghost riding videos, and let's have a ghost riding thread where people post their favorite ghost riding video, because there's one that I found over at YouTube. This is the one that you're talking about. There's some kid opening the door to his car as though he's preparing to go for a ghost ride, which, as we explained last segment, is where someone leaves the car while it's running, moving forward. The car is moving. The person is supposed to leave the car, run beside the car, dance beside the car, do whatever.
I saw one guy on essentially those little the roller skates kids have in their shoes
mm-hmm.
now. I saw him going down the freeway. It must have been 50-something miles an hour on the roller skates hanging out the door.
Wow, it's just crazy.
That's crazy. It's all crazy.
You people are going to either hurt yourself or die.
Yeah.
This
can't turn out well. Sorry.
In the case of this one kid, he opens the door to his car as though he's preparing to get out and ghost ride, but apparently he sort of slips.
He's kind of hanging on the door outward.
Right. And he falls out, and as he's falling out of the door of his car, his head is just smashed by an oncoming car.
It's a Buick with a Century with faux wood side paneling. Bip!
Yeah, it's crazy. And just rips the kid right out of the car.
Yeah, well, of course it did. I hope he survived.
I think that
at that speed, I
chances
mean,
chances are good he didn't.
Yeah, chances are real good that just broke his neck right there.
But if it didn't break his neck, it crushed his skull. I would imagine
that's intense.
If he did live through it, he's drain bramaged.
All right, so we were talking about private exploration of space, and again, we want you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Not only post your ghostwriting videos so we can laugh at them, but also sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. We'll clue you in whenever there's something new to announce about the show. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. So, a company called Bigelow Aerospace has launched the Genesis 1 expandable module.
Mm-hmm.
It launched last month, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. As a matter of fact. And where was the news? Where were the announcements about this?
No, I'd never heard of it. This will definitely be a story that I'd be interested in.
Even as the Genesis 1 is circling the Earth, work is already underway for Genesis 2, which will be launched before the year's end. That flight is expected to lead 6 months later to lofting a larger, more sophisticated module called Galaxy.
Hmm.
So they've launched Genesis 1 last month. Genesis 2 is going to be launched later this year, and they already have plans to launch the Galaxy sometime in 2007.
Genesis 1 is a converted propane storage tank.
No, it's actually an expandable space module.
Okay.
Twice the size of Genesis 1, Galaxy will offer 23 cubic meters of interior volume, carry higher fidelity systems, and is more in a direct path to Bigelow's full-scale kind of thinking in terms of ever-larger modules. Space entrepreneur. How's that for a title?
Robert, I like it.
Robert Bigelow says, I'm on cloud nine over this success. During a press conference on his sprawling 50-acre ultra-secure facility, so far, $75 million has been spent on the company's progress.
Hmm.
That's chump change.
Yeah.
For space exploration?
It's cheap.
$75 million is not going to get you a chunk of the current rocket, current NASA rocket. So that's just amazing.
Space shuttle. NASA doesn't really shoot rockets anymore.
Thank you.
Space shuttle. They do shoot rockets.
The rockets propel the space shuttle.
No, there are rockets. Atlas, I think. Atlas rockets they're shooting off there.
Well, Bigelow said they're preparing for a volley of flights to throw at the problem of expandable module development and use, not only for low Earth orbit, but also for utilization on the Moon and Mars. This guy's got some vision. As Genesis 1 flew
over... The Moon will sell.
As Genesis 1 flew overhead during the press conference, Bigelow told Space.com that he was the doubting Thomas of the company. Others on the project were more optimistic.
Hmm.
He says, secretly, I felt good about our people and our team, and I knew that our contractors were good. Yes, you have to kind of prepare yourself, maybe, for failure. But deep inside, I thought there was a chance that we were going to make it. We are not under any illusion that we'll have this kind of success each and every time. I don't think any of us would buy off on that. I think it's important to point out that even if they aren't successful on launching, say, Genesis 2, if something goes wrong, for instance, and that the whole mission has to be scrapped, and they've wasted another $30 million, it's not my money that's on the line.
Right. We weren't forced to pay for it, and well, that's what happens with when NASA screws things up. These bureaucrats, it doesn't matter for them one way or the other.
They get funding next year, doesn't matter.
Yeah, or if the worst case scenario, a few of them get fired. You know, they call the chafe as it were, and then NASA continues on its merry. Hapless fashion.
Right.
We don't get a few things.
We don't get the opportunity to withhold money from NASA.
Right. We can't say, this is a space program I don't want to support anymore.
Whereas in the case of Bigelow, it's all up to him. I mean, if Mr. Bigelow wants to keep dumping money into... Let's say he just keeps failing. Let's say that the company just keeps bombing and it's not. It's
right.
Succeeding. But let's say that all of a sudden he starts failing and continues to fail. If him and his investors want to keep dumping their money into this project...
Go right ahead.
No skin off my back. It's great. Because people like him and other space entrepreneurs, as now they're being called, are going to mean that competition's going to rule the space market,
mm-hmm.
and as a result, prices are going to be dropping even further.
Well, right now they're in the R&D stages, and it's going to cost a lot of money to get things up in the air. But after time...
$75 million?
Yeah, it's much cheaper than NASA.
I was shocked when I saw that number.
But people want to go to space. People want to go to the moon. People are interested in this.
Yep. Post-launch data of the Genesis 1 has been analyzed, showing the module has 7 to 13 years of lifetime in orbit. According to their program manager, he says, we're well optimistic that we're going to have quite a long time to collect not just initial performance data, but long-term data as well.
Well, let's not forget, I mean, if they can get something up there big enough, space hotels,
Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
How many dollars a night a space hotel would be worth? I mean, right now, so
initially, like, quite a bit.
When you listen to Robin Leach and the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, they're talking about hotel rooms that are $10,000 a night. I mean, there's hotel rooms out there that are really expensive that celebrities use. I can't imagine what they're like, but they're probably really nice. A space hotel could probably bring something like, I don't know what the average person would be willing to spend, but certainly there's people out there that would spend $10,000 a night for
this thing. There have been millionaires that have been willing to spend millions just to go into space, mm-hmm. let alone spend a night there.
The cheaper they can make it, the more people will want to do it, and there's definitely marketability in this arena.
Hackenstad says, this is the project manager, said the robustness of the Genesis One systems are to be closely watched. Internal, external power, hardware, communication systems, as well as the integrity of the module's hull structure. He says, we want to make sure that it doesn't just work for the first month and the first week, but it works 2 years, 3 years from now reliably. Typical of space systems, he added, the weakest link is the power system, and that's no different here. What we're trying to do with this first spacecraft is to draw attention to our second spacecraft. And they haven't done that good of a job, because, again, I didn't see this in any major media.
No.
The public can become directly involved in the second launch through a Fly Your Stuff program. Personal mementos, photographs, and other items will be flown for a modest fee on board the Genesis 2.
I can't imagine any demand. I would have no demand for that.
Well, you're not a space geek.
This is my Bic lighter, and it went into space. I there's probably things you can already buy right now that have gone into space. So therefore, you know, I don't know.
As an Earth orbiting module that will circle for years, objects flown are a one-way trip. Here at the Bigelow Aerospace Control Center, huge screens of data and images from Genesis 1 are displayed. To date, some 500 images have been channeled down from the orbiting spacecraft. There's limited contact with Genesis 1, two passes a day that are relatively short. Ground controllers monitor the overall health of the vessel, outfitted with its 8 company-made solar wings deployed. Bigelow Aerospace Manager for Vehicle Integration and Testing. Once in orbit, it took all of 10 minutes to successfully expand to 8 feet in diameter. Again, this is an expandable module, so it's small upon launch, and then when it gets into orbit, it gets bigger. Let's see NASA do that one.
Space balloon.
Now, NASA, there's news about them, and this one did hit at least some organizations, and it's just a wonderful contrast in between the success of private solutions versus government bumbling. Wait till you see what they screwed up.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Talking about space exploration being done on a private basis. And if that's exciting to you and you want to comment on it, 800-259-9231, or as always, you can bring up anything, though this is the final segment of the program, so now would be the time to dial in. By the way, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Now, it does cost money to run this radio show and everything and bring you the website for free.
Yep. I'm an expensive prima donna.
But I insist on bringing the website to you for free. So if you insist on helping us out a little bit, then you should join the Amplifier program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote.
Well, I don't get any of that.
Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You benefit, Mark.
I do benefit.
Because the Amplifier program helps us get the show on more radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us get on more internet connections. It helps us bring the message of freedom and liberty to more people, to new people. And that's a good thing. And if that's important to you, go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. There's over 280 of our listeners that have signed up to become amplifiers. As little as $3 a month is all it takes. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the perks that you get as well. You get access to classic archives and more. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. So Bigelow Aerospace last month has launched the Genesis 1 expandable, it's not a satellite, it's just a
space module.
It's called an expandable module, and it was launched into orbit, so it's expected to be up there for from 7 to 13 years. In fact, this year they're going to be launching another expandable module. The second one's going to be a little bit larger. It's going to be called the Genesis 2. And again, the idea, as I understand it, I've seen a couple photos of it now at this point, and it looks like it's expandable. It looks kind of pushy, almost.
Yeah, it looks like an accordion, sort of.
So it goes up, and it's small, and then it sort of makes itself larger, and it has automated systems and everything. There's not someone in this module. It's just a module for testing purposes to sort of pave the way for more future expansion.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be in the
first
Genesis
one
where let's see if this expandable space module actually expands.
Yeah, exactly.
And how do you get back?
So apparently, according to Bigelow Aerospace, they've got huge screens where 500 images that have been channeled down from the orbiting spacecraft have been brought down and shown. There's limited contact with the Genesis 1. Apparently, it took 10 minutes to successfully expand to 8 feet in diameter. The systems are at 100%. Everything's working. And apparently the crew there is pretty thrilled about it. The Genesis 1 is in a slow tumble as it orbits the Earth. That has complicated the snagging of downlink imagery and other data. That tumble issue is expected to dampen out in a few weeks, enabling ground operators to get onboard antennas better pointed to upgrade the download of information. So it wasn't a perfect launch. Things didn't go exactly right. But they sure as hell went a lot better than what NASA could have done for the same price.
You know,
NASA couldn't have gotten 5 feet in the air for $75 million.
You know, they say in airplanes, any landing that you can walk away from is a good one. And it sounds to me like we had a good launch here because the module got into space and it expanded.
And I really like the vision of this guy, the space entrepreneur, this Robert Bigelow. Apparently, according to him, the Genesis 1, again, Genesis 2 is going to be a little larger. They're going to have more cameras on the unit to take more pictures. The Galaxy, which is something they're going to launch next year, is going to have even more equipment. And apparently, also in the works is building a mega control center and public viewing balcony that can support 300 onlookers, he told Space.com, to keep vigil on the firm's multiple modules as they fly around the Earth. So it almost sounds like this guy is ready to compete with NASA. I mean, it almost sounds like he is ready to have a public area where people can come in and experience this.
What's his motto there that you'd said, making you enjoy space again or something like that?
Yeah, actually, on their website at BigelowAerospace.com, the motto is Bigelow Aerospace, getting you excited again about space. Because nobody's excited about what NASA's doing. It's hard to get excited about their bumbling idiocy, which we'll bring you a little bit more of here. According to Bigelow, the amount of success on the first launch was probably the biggest surprise. Work is already underway on Genesis 2. They say, we're trying to take a frequent launch, low-risk approach, not putting all of our eggs into one basket. So I think it's a great approach. Launch one module, make sure you get all the bugs worked out. Launch a second one, see how well you do on that one. Make it bigger. Make the third one a little bit larger. It's quite an interesting concept. And they're making it happen.
And I wonder how they're going to get people back and forth. I mean, that's a real issue, but I'm sure they must have a plan.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll get there eventually. Again, this is the tip of the iceberg, Mark. This is the very, very beginning of what they're calling space entrepreneurship.
Right, now they've created point A and point B, and now all they have to do is figure out how to get back and forth.
Now, the question, of course, is how long will it be between now, the very beginning of this, and the point at which NASA becomes totally useless and irrelevant? I mean, they're already pretty useless, but they're still NASA, and people still have this sort of love affair with them.
2036?
Okay, interesting prediction, because I want to remind you, dear listener, of how useless NASA really is. This from the Sydney...
But the government loves to get involved in things, though. It
might regulate, it might crack down.
It could figure something out.
Well, just to remind you how stupid NASA is, this from the Sydney Morning Herald... The heart-stopping moments when Neil Armstrong took his first tentative steps onto another world are defining images of the 20th century, grainy, fuzzy, and unforgettable. But just 37 years after Apollo 11, it is feared that the magnetic tapes that recorded the first moonwalk beamed to the world via three tracking stations have gone missing at NASA's Goddard Space Center in Maryland.
What?
A desperate search has begun and concerns the tapes will disintegrate to dust before they can be found. It's not widely known that the Apollo 11 television broadcast from the moon was a high-quality transmission, far sharper than the blurry vision relayed instantly to the world on that July day in 1969. Among those battling to unscramble the mystery is a Cicero scientist stationed at Parks for a decade. He says, we're working under the assumption that the tapes still exist, but your guess is as good as mine as to where they are. Hello? NASA has lost the magnetic tapes, the videotapes, that documented what might arguably be one of the most important space expeditions of all time.
I'd say that was the most important. Certainly the most memorable.
You'd think that after they had finished that exploration, the guy who was in charge of the tapes might have labeled them and put them in an important place where sort of everyone knew where they were. But no, they're just gone. This guy began researching the role of for the dish. People may have thought, we have tapes of the moonwalk. We don't need these, the scientist, who hopes a new intensive hunt will locate them. If they can be found, he proposes making digital copies to treat the world to a very different view of history. But the searchers may be running out of time. The only known equipment on which the original analog tapes can even be decoded is at a Goddard Center set to close in October, raising fears that even if they are found before they deteriorate, copying them may be impossible.
Well, they haven't copied these things already. I mean, they've had 40 years.
Well, you can get the footage of the original television broadcast.
Not the grainy, awful stuff. These magnetic tapes should have been digitally copied.
Nope. Originally stored at Goddard, the tapes were moved in 1970 to the U.S. National Archives. No one knows why, but in 1984, about 700 boxes of spaceflight tapes there were then returned to the Goddard Space Center.
Hmm.
We have documents to say they were withdrawn, but no one knows exactly where they went. Many people involved have since retired or died. Also among tapes feared missing are the original recordings of the other five Apollo moon landings. The format used by the original pictures beamed from the moon was not compatible with commercial technology used by television networks, so the images received at parks and at tracking stations were played on screens mounted in front of conventional television cameras. So that's why the quality was so shoddy, because the cameras were recording a projection,
right?
Essentially. And then, of course, the cameras were recording that, and it's old analog technology, so it didn't exist in the digital world today, so the cameras that recorded it on the site then had to transmit that back to their studios, which then had to retransmit that to their affiliate stations. I mean, you're talking about generation effects losing quality every single step of the way.
Yeah, that's a real mess. That's a bad idea.
They've lost the tapes, Mark.
Well, it's not a tragedy or anything.
No, it's not tragic. It's just a perfect example of how bumbling, how totally incompetent, and how useless this agency is. It needs to go away now.
Yeah.
And if not now, as soon as Bigelow Aerospace and its competitors start to prove to the world that space exploration doesn't have to be outrageously expensive, and actually could really bring costs down, and might actually come up with something important. Because as we pointed out in the past, all of these NASA-funded, all these taxpayer-funded missions by NASA have resulted in, a few explosions, people dying, nothing really has come out of it. I mean, some pretty pictures, maybe.
Well, and they've done experiments, but nothing's come out of those experiments. I don't see how I've benefited from those experiences. Perhaps Bigelow Space here is going to be using some of the information that NASA's procured. But if at what cost? There's no reason for the government to be doing space exploration.
Let's just say at this point, NASA's days are numbered. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll join you again tomorrow night, same time, same place, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you